Trump.
This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is what we're launching into, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's the point of the program. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, and that number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Coming up, we're going to talk about the way people think. I think, Mark, you've got a story about that. I want to wrap up Richard's email, which we've spent now a couple days on here, where he's been enumerating some different points as to why he doesn't believe that you own yourself, that you should be free to control whether or not you live or die. The issue is doctor-assisted suicide. And he's wrapping up his thoughts here, saying that he believes it's the government's job to protect you from murder, terrorist attacks, robberies, etc. That it's the government's job, he says, to protect every human life. Well, if that's true, then why are they killing so many people? I mean, if it were true that the government's job is to protect all human life, then they wouldn't be going around blowing people up around the world.
Well, they're not people. They're terrorists.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
If they're not citizens of that government, then they're fair game.
So not all human life. I'm just reading his words here. He says it's the government's job to protect us from ourselves when we have a mental illness that would lead us to commit suicide. I'm sure there are hundreds of people thankful the government has an obligation to save them from an attempt to kill themselves.
I'm sure there are hundreds of people too that are thankful that some people saved them from trying to commit suicide. And I don't think in the absence of the government trying to the government being big enough to get in there and save people from their suicides, that people wouldn't try to save people from suicide too.
Well said. Well said. Good job separating the collectivism there, because even if it's cops talking you down from a ledge, it's two individuals who did that, not mass called the government.
I work for I volunteer for the town that I live in, the volunteer fire department. Mm-hmm. Now, if I save somebody, and that hasn't happened, but if I do save somebody,
from suicide,
does the government get credit for it?
That's a
really
good question.
I mean, does the government get credit for it? Because I'm not saying I need credit for saving somebody, but if credit's going to be applied, I would prefer that it didn't get applied to the government of the town that I live in,
because
they didn't do anything.
There was a story, I think, yesterday. A New York cop on the way home from graduation saved somebody from an armed robbery and was a hero. And, you know, it's his picture in the paper.
Yeah.
Not the government's.
Well, it was. You said it was a cop?
Yeah, a new graduate. He had just...
did he have his cop hat on or just his cop uniform on?
I'm not sure. Probably his uniform.
Because the government gets credit to some extent, the uniform, and more so with the hat. You know, people are not above their hats.
That's true.
He says, by saying everyone has the right to kill themselves, you would handcuff the government from protecting those with serious mental diseases. Policemen would have no obligation to save an individual who jumps off...
Nobody's protecting Ian at this point.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
He says, a policeman would have no obligation to save an individual who jumps off a bridge because it's their own choice, just like the police can't choose what car you buy. Well, again, the police have no obligation to save you if you are threatening to jump off of a bridge. They may do it, but they have no obligation. I have no way of expressing this more clearly, that the government has said over and over again that no government at any level, in this country at least, has an obligation to do anything for you, whether it's save you or arrest you or pay you or take money from you. They have no obligation to do any of it. Now, they're going to do the taking the money thing, and they're going to do the arresting thing. The saving thing, it's a toss-up.
Yeah. Did he mention mentally insane, or is that how
he says that you would handcuff the government from protecting those with serious mental diseases?
Kind of like the guy that was in the parking lot, got up on top of a platform and was naked, swinging a fluorescent light bulb around. The police tasered him.
Yeah, the guy that was at like a music concert.
I thought they shot that guy.
No, they tasered him, and then he fell to his death.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, that was New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that one. But there was another guy who was naked, and he was at a music show out in California or something like that. And I guess they didn't like him being naked, like some naked hippie guy. And three cops came, and one of them was this huge gorilla of a cop, and he landed his knee. They took the guy down to the ground, and the gorilla cop, like, landed on the guy with his knee, just right square in the back of his back, full force, 300-pound guy just crushing this man, all because he was naked and refused to put his clothes back on.
Nice. Yeah, we need police protecting people like that.
Right. So that's Richard's email. He's made it pretty clear he doesn't really believe that you should be free, that you control yourself, that you own yourself, that you should be free to make make whatever choices you want about your body. He probably would say that you should be able to eat what you want, but then again, like you said, Mark, it's a slippery slope. He mentioned a slippery slope in his email, but the real slippery slope is the idea that government should be protecting you at all, because then the busybodies get in there and they just protect you to death eventually.
They'll try.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. So let's talk about people, Mark, and how it is they process information.
Okay.
People are interesting. People are fascinating.
This is from EurekaAlert.org. Those unsure of own ideas, more resistant to view of others. We swim in a sea of information, but filter out most of what we see and hear. A new analysis of data from dozens of studies sheds new light on how we choose what we do and do not hear. The study found that while people tend to avoid information that contradicts what they already think or believe, certain factors can cause them to seek out or at least consider other points of view. And I think it's interesting. This article is interesting because it shows, A, that people filter out the things that they don't want to hear, and B, kind of gives people an insight a little bit, just a tiny bit, into the ways to communicate to people that disagree with them.
Okay, great.
The analysis reported this month in Psychological Bulletin. So if you particularly like this article, go to Psychological Bulletin. You can read more about it. Published by the American Psychological Association, was led by researchers at the University of Illinois, those darn Illini, and the University of Florida. Used data from 31 studies involving 8,000 participants. It puts to rest a longstanding debate over whether people actively avoid information that contradicts what they believe, or whether they are simply exposed more often to the ideas that conform to their own because they tend to be surrounded by like-minded people.
Wow, there was a debate about that? It would seem that people do actively avoid the ideas.
I think that they are also, exposed to the things that they are.
Both, yeah.
Both of them. We wanted to see exactly across the board to what extent people are willing to seek out the truth versus just say information, stay comfortable with what they know, said University of Illinois psychological professor Dolores Arbrisson, who led the study with the University of Florida researcher William Hart. The team included researchers from Northwestern University and Ohio University. The studies reviewed generally asked participants about their views on a given topic, and then allowed them to choose whether they wanted to view or read information supporting their own or an opposing point of view. So the people got an option.
Do you want to read more about what you think or about what the other side thinks?
Right. Yes. Researchers found that people are about twice as likely to select information that supports their own point of view, 67%, as to consider an opposing point of view. Certain individuals whose closed-minded personalities are even more reluctant to expose themselves to differing perspectives, Elberton said, will opt for the information that corresponds to their views nearly 75% of the time. So,
let me guess. When they read the opposing view, it was because they saw or thought of something that might benefit themselves or that they might gain some reward from.
I don't know that that's necessarily the reasons. They didn't really give why it was that people would choose to look at the point, the opposing point of view. I don't know. I can see myself doing either of those instances, and so yeah, I would think that one of the reasons would be that I would want to have that information for myself to be able to combat that in a...
that's what I was thinking. You know, yeah. Know thine enemy.
Rebut.
That sort of thing.
I want to use the term rebut as opposed to combat. I don't like that particular term. Researchers found surprisingly most people are resistant to new points of view when their own ideas are associated with political, religious, or ethical values. If you are really committed to your own attitude, for example, or if you are very committed Democrat, you are more likely to seek congenial information, that is, information that corresponds with your views. If the issues concern moral values or politics, about 70% of the time you will choose congenial information versus 60% of the time issues
right,
not
so,
related to values.
Right, so somebody who is a conservative, I mean, being very general here, and one of those moralistic conservatives isn't going to want to see information on why the war on drugs should be ended. And similarly, somebody who considers themselves a liberal doesn't want to read anything contradictory about global warming, for instance. 800-259-9231. There's more to this. We'll dig into people's psyches a little deeper in moments and take your calls about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number allows you to bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give away. So enjoy those, including the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive for free. WIKI, wiki.freetalklive.com. From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you imagine possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We're going to get back to talking about how people think here in moments. But first, we go to a Free Stater. Stephanie is on the line, listening in New Hampshire on the Amp Line. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
So I basically called because I just wanted to vent about kind of an irritating experience that I had.
Okay, sure.
Regarding a bigoted person.
Oh, no.
And I thought you might appreciate hearing about it.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, I have a friend on Facebook who I've never met, which I guess is kind of common, you know. I kind of just add anyone who adds me. But a couple days ago, this person who I've never met posted an article on his Facebook page, and it was about a pedophile. And the pedophile, I guess, was gay, openly gay. And the article was sort of just...
Oh, I don't know what's going on there. It sounds like we got ourselves a bad connection. Stephanie, if you can hear me, you should probably either be patient, it might come back, or you can hang up. Stephanie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Sorry, you're going to have to start again. We got to the point where they posted an article about a pedophile, and then the phone went off on the fritz a bit.
Oh, sorry about that.
So it might not be your fault.
Anyway, the article was lumping in all gay people with pedophiles.
Yes.
It was sort of... It was alleging that, you know, if you're gay, you're more likely to do horrible things to children.
It's nonsense.
Of course, that's not true at all.
Yeah.
And so I replied. I posted a little comment on his link, and I wrote that, you know, it's really ridiculous. I mean, I thought this article was really bigoted, and it really looked bad, and I didn't like that he posted it. And he basically, you know, responded with this ex-gay website saying that, you know, homosexuals can go to this website and just, like, change to straight people if they want to. Which is totally ridiculous. And,
yeah.
I mean, I've known some of these people who claim to be ex-gays, and it's just, you know, they are who they are. You know, you can't stage something like that.
So wait, what's their story? I mean, do you believe that they have, that they're just bisexual and that, oh, we lost Stephanie. We are having some phone problems tonight. So these people that claim that they were once a gay person and no longer are, what do you think their story is? Like, were they, are they just telling a lie, or were they experimenting and they just, they felt guilty about experimenting, so they tried to act like they're not interested anymore in...
Maybe they just decided it wasn't for them, I don't know.
Well, I think that there's a continuum of sexuality. Some people are at the end of it, and
yeah, the Kinsey scale.
The Kinsey scale, I believe is what it's called, yes. So, you know, some guys are... just gay. And I think you can probably guilt some of those guys into not having sex. However, you won't guilt them into not being gay anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's people who have had sex with, you know, guys or girls, depending on whether they're, you know, male or female. And then they just decide that that's, you know, they find the religion and they change or whatever.
But do you think do you think that they really are, you know, on the scale, like a little more gay than not gay, and that they're just feeling pressured by society? Some of them, obviously, we're grouping them into a group. It's not fair.
It's just
so do you think some of them are to the point where they really are gay, but they are just so pressured by society that they want to change back, and so they go through this process, and then they, you know, basically have recloseted themselves, essentially?
I think that can happen. Sure.
Yeah. I'd love to hear somebody else's thoughts on this. I think, is this Stephanie? Are you back?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead with your thoughts.
I just think it's really sad that some people think that, you know, gay people can and should change to straight people. And, I mean, it's obviously they're deluding themselves, but they continue to go out and perpetrate this stuff. And I guess I grew up in the Northeast, and I guess I was sort of relatively sheltered from this kind of bigotry as I was growing up. And when I talk to people who are sort of from, you know, more middle America, they say, oh, it's rampant out there. You know, everybody hates gay people. And it kind of just shocks me, and I'm wondering what your thoughts are. Is that really sad?
I'm shocked by, and saddened by it. I'd like to address the gays are pedophiles
of the point.
Yeah, because that's frequently heard and it's nonsense.
First off, I'd like to say that there's things behind it, sort of. You know, males as opposed to females tend to like the younger, you know, body types, whereas women are a little more likely to appreciate mature partners. Men, you know, like the younger partners. So, for instance, I today saw some girl that was running down the street. Now, I don't know how old she was. She could have been 16. She
I don't want to know how old she was.
The fact is, I didn't touch her, but she looked good. Yeah. I thought to myself, she'll look better when she gets a little older, but at the same time, I thought she looked good at the time, too.
Sure.
So, you know, that term is not pedophilia. That term is ephebiophilia, and it's essentially being attracted to somebody who's over the age of, you know, who's breeding age, but not yet legal age, because the government has slapped this number on, on, you know, the age that people can engage in sex legally, and they won't throw people in jail for it. So
that's a whole other issue, too.
Sure. But people have collapsed the terminology pedophilia and ephebiophilia, and they're not the same thing at all. And then guys have a tendency to like younger partners than women do. And so that's where you get this from with gay guys.
So what you're saying is that in the cases where a gay person is caught with a relationship with somebody who's underage, it's usually not a pedophile that you're catching. It's usually somebody that is engaging in something with a teenager.
I would say that what you're going to find there is an equal amount of, in percentage population, a pretty close amount of gay guys that choose to do this as heterosexual guys that choose to do this, essentially.
That's what I would think as well. It's just that for whatever reason, they get nailed with that rap, and it's just because of the bigotry.
Well,
it's just because of the hate.
Not only are they participating in statutory rape, but they're participating in sodomy too, from people's points of view. So it's a double sin. God's getting you twice for this one.
Gotcha.
Interesting. Yeah. The Bible, when you think about it, only prohibits a certain act of sodomy, but all of the rest of it should be okay, shouldn't it? According to the Bible?
I'm sure that some Bible person could call in and cite a passage that makes it sound like gay people are against God,
or
something.
Well, or two men couldn't kiss, and that's... Does it prohibit that in the Bible?
I don't know. Different cultures are different, and we've, for whatever reason, decided to adopt the cultural beliefs of, you know, the ancient Jews. But in Greece, about the time of Alexander the Great, when they were conquering the world, it was extraordinarily common for young men and older men to participate in homosexual relationships.
And have heterosexual.
And then in their midlife, to move towards heterosexual relationships and raise a family. And it would have been verboten, it would have been taboo, really, for people to participate in something sort of outside of that in any of these portions. So it would be weird.
So no one would have batted an eye at older men with younger guys.
Or young men with young girls they would have had a big problem with. They're like, there's all kinds of... It's weird.
Yeah, crazy.
Hey, Stephanie. I wonder if that was sexual with a younger guy, though.
If you've got more, we'll bring it back, Stephanie. Hang on. 800-259-9231. She had a conflict with a bigot today on the Facebook profile, which is one of the reasons why I started cleaning up my Facebook friends, because I didn't know those people, so I have to start just only allowing people in that actually know who they are. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the second American Revolution.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
Hey, and Sam.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. All right, so, and one other thing I wanted to tell you about on the website is the Shrine of Female Listeners. We do have our very first video validation, thanks to Hannah. You can see that over at shrine.freetalklive.com or just actually from the front page of freetalklive.com. It is linked relatively near the top. So enjoy that. And lady listeners, you're welcome to submit your pictures or your videos proving that you listen to Free Talk Live, and we'll get you up on the Shrine as well. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. We go back to Stephanie in New Hampshire. You're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you had an issue with somebody on your Facebook friends list who had posted a very bigoted piece of information that when you're on Facebook, for our listeners that don't know this, it's a social networking website, a relatively popular social networking website, but not everyone is on there. So when somebody who's on your list of friends posts something to their profile, everybody else who is in their friends list sees what it is that they posted, basically. That's kind of how it works in a nutshell. And so you saw something that was pretty offensive, pretty bigoted against gay people, suggesting that all gay people the gay males particularly were interested in you know, were more likely to be pedophiles, which is, of course, just nonsense. And so go ahead with your thoughts. I know you had more to say.
Yeah, well, what this really brought up for me was the whole so-called ex-gay movement, which I don't believe for a minute. But, of course, this guy was saying that homosexuals can and should change into straight people. And, of course, I disagreed with that. But I knew someone a long time ago who was gay in high school, and he came out of the closet. And he was from Pakistan. His parents were from Pakistan. And I guess when they found out that that he was gay, they sent him back to Pakistan and sent him to some kind of a camp, like a re-education camp. And when he returned a year later, he said, "Oh, I'm straight now." And I didn't believe it. And I'm actually just really curious what happened to him there, if he just had the crap beat out of him. I was really concerned. And I want to know if anyone's out there listening who knows more about this or maybe has been part of the so-called ex-gay movement, if they could share some more information, because it's fascinating to me in a bad way, of course.
Yeah.
And I just want to know more.
Good question. If there is somebody with a story, something they can relate, we'd love to hear from them at 800-259-9231. Don't Penn and Teller cover this in one of their episodes, the whole changing from gay thing?
It certainly sounds like BS to me.
Yeah, I've seen it covered somewhere where they went in and they interviewed, maybe it was the Boy Scouts episode. They went in and they interviewed some guy who was running one of these rackets. He's basically a religious zealot who is offering the services of supposedly changing gay people into straight people, and of course he claims that he was once gay as well, which it could just be something. It could be a scam artist, basically, just trying to bill people for money.
It worked for Ted Haggard, didn't it?
Yeah, right. Ted Haggard, the megachurch pastor who was caught doing crank and having sex with gay male prostitutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Yeah. You're right.
What was that phrase? Methinks he doth protest too much.
Yeah, it does seem that those who doth protest too much are the ones with the real issues. Thanks for the call.
Absolutely.
Stephanie. Good hearing from you tonight. And if anybody can answer her question, if anybody can share a story, would love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Of course, Dale, who is our token gay guy on the show, he's here on Thursday night. So he's actually, I think he's still out at Burning Pork, hanging out with some friends and having a good time. But otherwise, I'm sure he would have at least a comment on something like this. Having been in the gay community for a long time, I imagine he's probably run into something like that. So maybe we'll make a note and ask him on Thursday. Mark, can you make a note on that?
I can.
Thanks. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Bill in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bill.
Hey, fellas. Great to talk to you. And Sam, you're an inspiration. And, God, I was really inspired just by watching everything you went through. So thanks for everything you guys do.
Thank you, Bill.
Real quick on Stephanie's point, I think it's key for all of us to remember that the reason this is even an issue and the reason homosexuality is contentious is because of governments getting involved and dividing up services, quote-unquote, and money based on things like marital status. And if the government got out of it, yeah, Jerry Falwell and the gay activists probably aren't ever going to be the best of friends, mm-hmm. but it takes away a lot of the tension.
Yes.
I think you're right about that. I think it does. It certainly exacerbates existing disagreements between people, that's for sure. But you're right. People are going to hate on each other for a long time, unfortunately. I wish it would change.
I agree that there's also, you know, these anti-discrimination laws out there. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't like the idea that somebody wouldn't hire somebody because they were gay and sinful. However, I think that is the right of that business owner to not hire people that are gay if that's what they choose, and that they shouldn't have to, you know, pay for that person's spouse that they consider to be a sinful spouse in the form of medical payments or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think that that's an area that the government has gotten into that it's just none of their business.
Well, yeah. Certainly. And,
yes.
And let me get to the real reason I called. And between Ron Paul and you guys, I've been making this journey from conservatism to liberty, and it's really been liberating and just amazing. And one of the issues I still have a little bit of trouble with is the issue of intellectual property. And to take, for instance, pharmaceuticals, and we all know a lot of the cost in developing pharmaceuticals is due to the FDA, which I would hope we'd all agree should be eliminated or at least severely curtailed. But even in a free market for pharmaceuticals, most consumers, I would certainly demand some sort of testing, and that's still going to cost some money. And so there's still going to be substantial sums involved in creating these products.
Not arbitrary substantial sums, yeah. Not like the federal government where they just slap a number on something.
You know, this is I have moved through this particular issue recently, and I think that intellectual property is one of the last rivets to pop on the old, Republican to libertarian journey. Here's some ideas that you might be able to look at in a more free market world where the government didn't protect the ideas of other people. Now, you would agree that this is a civil case, right?
Certainly, and I would also agree that the limits are purely arbitrary,
and that the when it has that FBI warning on videotapes when they threaten you with 10 years, you think that that's wrong, right?
Certainly.
Okay, so I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page there. So you're already looking to change the intellectual property system. It's not good the way it is, but we could make it better. And, you know, the problem is that you get big business in bed with government, and you're always going to end up with something like what we've got in the intellectual property arena on, 10 years in prison for selling videotapes. So it doesn't make any sense to let the government get involved there. But in the case of pharmaceuticals, if you read Dr. Mary Ruart's excellent book, Healing Our World, have you read it?
I actually just got finished with it a few weeks ago.
And
she doesn't really address pharmaceuticals in that book.
Well, she addresses medical research, though.
Okay.
And in talking about medical research, maybe it's something else of hers that I've read.
She gave a speech at the Liberty Forum where she outlined her thoughts on the issue.
Tell us about that, then.
I didn't see the speech.
Okay, well, Dr. Mary Ruart says that essentially, at one point, drug companies weren't nearly as concerned about intellectual property as they are today, that they sort of picked up, we can protect our ideas within the last 15 years, and then we don't have to do as much research, and we can just essentially become lawyers in this business as opposed to, medical researchers. And in the past, they weren't nearly as protective in the same ways on their R&D. So you can look into the relatively recent past that they don't necessarily need that for drug research. And
she pointed out it was a more vibrant R&D industry.
But actually, the competition bred more research and development. But also, if a company really did, let's say the company came up with a cure for AIDS or cancer or something like that and needed to protect it in order to be able to make a profit, they could set up clinics, and they do this all the time with testing, so they can set up clinics basically by contracting with local doctors where the doctors administer the medicine, and the patient never actually gets to get a hold of it. And so therefore, they keep better control over their intellectual property.
Let's bring Bill back here in a moment. He may have more thoughts, and I know Sam looking like he wants to jump in as well. Your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell or HP computer. Guaranteed. Bad credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account, then call right now for your brand new Dell or HP computer. Call 800-250-0146. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-250-0146 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Call now and we will add a free Nintendo Wii game system. That's right, a free Nintendo Wii. But you must call now. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-250-0146. That's 800-250-0146. Again, 800-250-0146.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon
coupon box, and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves if you want. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. It's 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then learn how to promote us at promote.freetalklive.com. There are a variety of things you can do. Most of them are totally free or very low cost to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com, get a list, and pick the ones that interest you. That's promote.freetalklive.com. As we get back to Bill in North Carolina, calling about the ideas of intellectual property. You were saying you've been on a journey, a liberty journey, as we all have been, and we all started somewhere. You said you started from the conservative perspective. It's been a very liberating process, you say. And one of the last remaining issues that you've been working on getting over is the intellectual property issue. And Mark was pointing out, you specifically brought up medicine. And Mark was pointing out some of the things that Dr. Mary Ruard had suggested as far as how it is that in the past, when there weren't really patent protections necessarily for medicine, that there was a very vibrant research and development industry, which is, of course, the opposite of what people think. People think that if there is no patent protection or there is no governmental protection, that nothing will be developed, which is just not the case at all. And then, Mark, you suggested that one of the ways she had said to protect property, what they would consider intellectual property, would be to be very judicious about how they administer it. Will they just give it to people so they can take it home or take it to their competitors and reverse engineer it? Or will it be administered at a specific location, at a certain, you know, the location that the company owns, so they can be in total control over it the entire time? That wouldn't necessarily prevent industrial espionage or something like that from happening, but it would make it more difficult.
I was in the advertising industry. I, you know, dealt with doctor's offices, and often doctors would do the they're testing a new asthma drug or something like that, so you'd have to go to the doctor's office and that you'd be administered the drug on site.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I suppose it's possible that they you know, might be able to figure out some way to make a little secret packet in their mouth.
Well, no, it would be somebody on the inside who gets access to it and smuggles it out or something like that.
Could, but at that point, you could have contracts that are binding with those physicians.
But the contract wouldn't necessarily prevent them from breaking the contract and still smuggling the information out. The information may get out eventually. All I'm saying is you can spend a lot of money on that kind of stuff, and it may not be worthwhile. And that's what she was pointing out, is that the companies these days pour so much money into legal protections that money could be going to research and development. And, of course, without the government's involvement, R&D would be much, much cheaper, because usually the legal protections are factored into R&D costs, and it dramatically raises the cost of hiring the lawyers and going through the FDA and all of that.
And I think another important thing to consider is that government has a way of consolidating players in the market and consolidating market share amongst a few key players that have managed to get in and lobby the
politicians. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. So certainly today's medicines, they're far more complex. You know, we're talking genetic engineering and working with DNA and so forth. That's expensive. It costs a lot of money. But who's to say where the market would be if it hadn't been restricted in the first place? Mm. There are innovations out there that haven't happened because we have a handful of players looking for ways to design these complex drugs, whereas, you know, who's going to come out with a better method of doing this cheaper and more efficiently? A handful of maybe 10 or 12 key players, or 5,000 out there trying the same thing, trying to come up with a better, more efficient way to do this kind of drug development.
I don't even know if you're still there, Bill.
Yeah, no, and that makes some sense. I mean, I still think it's hard for a pill you take three or four times a day, for there to be much security with that.
But Bill, think about this. Pills that you take three or four times a day, look at sodium naproxen, acetaminophen, products like that. Those are manufactured by several different manufacturers. Some of them are name brands, some of them not so much, and they all manage to, a lot of them manage to stay in business and continue to compete. So it's not the end of the world if somebody doesn't hold a complete iron grip on their idea. In fact, what really is, I think, would end up happening is if people adopted the mindset that ideas should be free, and I'm not saying they have to, but if they did adopt that mindset, then one idea can be used to build another idea off of. This is how wealth is created. We combine our brain power and our ideas with natural resources or previously existing ideas that have already been created in reality. We combine our new ideas with those things and create new wealth. So if ideas are free and you don't have to go and pay tremendous licensing fees in order to use a certain portion of a patented human genome or something like that in order to develop your next drug, if you can just use that information and put the product out, the time to the completion of the project is much shorter.
Much shorter.
There's no legal wrangling that has to go on. The costs are much lower as a result of that. And so all of those new ideas coming out faster means more wealth for everybody. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I certainly agree with what you're saying there. Let me try this from one more angle.
Sure.
Something that hits a little closer to home for you guys. If I'm KFI or WADC, one of these big talk stations, and you guys have no intellectual right to your show, what's to stop me from taking your show, streaming it? I keep all the commercial revenue, and there's really no ostracism there because there's no intellectual property that I'm taking. Now, granted, I am helping you somewhat by making you more popular,
yep,
but I'm the one that's reaping all the rewards from your labor.
You are, it's an interesting point. I'm glad you brought it up. You're right. I don't believe in intellectual property, and so somebody could do something like that, and I wouldn't sue them or anything. Certainly, if another station that has an agreement with us that's in that marketplace, for instance, let's say somebody is already in the LA marketplace, has Free Talk Live, would be nice, doesn't happen. But let's say that's the case, and then KFI comes in and decides they want to just start broadcasting the show, regardless of the fact that there's already somebody else in the marketplace that has an agreement with us. I wouldn't do anything. I wouldn't stop the station that has our agreement with us from going after them. But
I'm not sure they have standing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really care. You know, it's none of my business. But
it is if you have to protect your customer.
Well, yeah, but it's not my responsibility.
It's not something we've confronted yet.
It's not my responsibility. They can deal with that if that's something they want to do. But as far as what you're suggesting is they'll take our commercial inventory off the air and put their own commercial inventory in place of it and things like that, so our advertisers would suffer as a result.
They wouldn't suffer because they're not getting anything that they weren't getting otherwise.
They wouldn't. That's true.
They likely will be getting the benefit of us getting the kind of exposure that KFI would offer.
Right. So we would still benefit from the exposure of Free Talk Live in general. Plus, we do have live reads that are on the air here that when we come back from break, we will usually talk about, LegalZoom or the Free State Project or something like that. And that's much more difficult to deal with. They would have to pay a live board operator or something like that to pot down those commercials. So some of our advertisers would still get out over their airwaves. And, of course, that would be a tremendous boon to those advertisers. But you're right. I wouldn't go after them. In any legal way for doing that. In fact, there was a show run by a bunch of white supremacists, and we were just talking about how I can't stand bigots. So if I was ever to go after somebody, it would be somebody like that, right? Because I don't like those people. But there's these white supremacists out there that decided to name their show Free Talk Live. And you can go ahead and Google it. It'll come up within the first 20 hits, most likely. The guy that was hosting the show actually killed himself and his wife. But
yes,
I think
it's really fun episode. I'm
I think
sure.
They brought some other hate monger in to take over the show. So I believe it is back now.
Free Talk Live's back.
I believe supremacist Free Talk Live is back on the air. So I guess the question is to me, right, as the owner of the intellectual property, which again I don't believe in, but if I did. Would I want to spend my time and effort worrying about and going after these people that were supposedly infringing, or would I want to spend my time and effort on doing my show and focusing on what's important to me?
Plus, when you get callers from this radio station, you could say, hey, you know, these guys are stripping out our commercials. Call the program director. Tell them to give me a call. How easy would that be?
Yeah.
You could turn the listeners and let them know, look, this is what the radio station, the way you're hearing the show, they're doing it not in a way that we're going to go after them, but in a way that we really disagree with, and we'd like you to say something to the radio station.
And that goes out over their air, and that
it
not
does
sound
yeah.
good.
Yeah, not to them.
Yep. Sam, I think that was probably the best way, and it just shows how much our paradigms all are going to have to shift if this is ever going
to
happen.
Yeah, to one of ostracism rather
right.
than punitive.
You have to think of a way to deal with the situation. If you're going to do something, you have to think of, well, how can I handle this without calling in the criminal gang, calling the government, and asking them to do something for me? What can I do about this? In my case, I would probably do nothing. I might take Sam's aspect and. And a station that's that big, would we really have the ability to effectively ostracize them? I don't know. We're the little guy in the syndicated world, so it's not like we've got a lot of clout. But we could out them in, like, Talkers Magazine or something like that, and whatever industry publications, like, this is an unacceptable way to do business, and maybe some other people in our industry might agree with them. And there are actually ways to lock down, like, satellite transmissions and lock out people, lock out stations from that. But that's not the kind of business I run. I want this show in as many formats and as many places as possible. If you pirate Free Talk Live, I encourage it. Thanks for the call, dude. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.